Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. What a day. I walked out on the ice this morning and I fell down. Now my foot's all swollen up and I'm not a happy camper.
Well, first of all, we're sorry about this. And of course, it's a caution to others this morning as you're heading out the door to watch that ice. Myself dodging the ice walking in this morning, so you can see exactly what can happen. So take care out there. Well, let's talk about missing pieces in the Flynn story. Couple of things here. We have a editorial. If President Trump thinks Michael Flynn's departure will end the controversy over Russia, he's mistaken. That from the New York Times. And of course, we're hearing now that Trump aides spoke to Russian intelligence, intercepted calls. But the Times here reporting that so far, not evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia.
David, this is extraordinary. I have said from the beginning, and you know it, that the only thing that could really result in real trouble, impeachment-type trouble for Donald Trump, was the Russian thing exploding in his face. Now it turns out, of course, that Flynn had to go. But we are now hearing that it is more than one Trump aide who was doing the talking. And that hints, at least hints, that somebody was coordinating all of this. And if it turns out, of course, that it came from the top, that could be real political trouble for Donald Trump. And a new president really just doesn't need it. Obviously, this is the kind of thing where the polls will go down. Trump will be seen as inefficient at very least. If he didn't know about it, why didn't he know about it? When did he know about it? Turns out that the FBI and the Justice Department had warned the White House that this was happening and that Flynn, for example, could be subject to blackmail by the Russians. So now you have all of this out there. You have the question of, so who was coordinating these aides speaking to the Russians? Whether they were supposed to be doing that, whether it is a felony, and whether it's against the law. And that creates tremendous problems for the administration.
And if investigations go forward, certainly the Republicans would have to take a role in this. We see that Republicans right now expressing concern over the ties to Russia, including Senator John McCain, who said, who's in charge?
Well, McCain has, in fact, been right up there from the very beginning. The question is, do other Republicans take a role in this? And they're going to be watching what their constituents are saying. So now's the time when an awful lot of people will be calling their congressional offices and we'll see what comes out of all of this. But it is a very difficult situation for the Republicans because if, in fact, the historic, I hate to say it this way, but not friend of the country, the Russians, turn out to have tried to influence our elections and then are in touch with candidates before an election and their staff in violation of the law, it could really be disruptive for the White House. But here's the deal. There does seem to be the potential for felonious conduct, at least on the part of Flynn. There does seem to be the fact that the FBI was cognizant that all of this was going on and warned the White House, but didn't warn the American people. I mean, certainly we saw the head of the FBI coming out, Mr. Comey, and indicated to the American people that there was an election coming up and that they had this stuff on Hillary Clinton's use of her email a few days before an election. Now this is very scary stuff. Not only that, the Republicans are trying to figure out what it is that they have to do here because the Democrats are demanding a bipartisan investigation, a joint committee with the same number of Democrats and Republicans on it. This is the last thing that the Republicans want. So they're insisting, of course, that the existing committee structure run by the Republicans would do the investigating. And that could cause a great brouhaha.
Add into this that Russia has apparently secretly deployed a new cruise missile that American officials say violates a landmark arms control treaty. You have what the Times calls a new test for President Trump in his relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia.
David, you will remember that George Bush II looked into the eyes of Putin and said, this is a good man, and turned out he wasn't a good man. Now we have the same sort of turn happening to the new president, President Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, take care of your ankle. Be careful, and we'll catch up with you on the mend.
We will, David. Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate it.